This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Interior Department is planning to release a massive amount of water into a Colorado River reservoir in order to prevent a potential power and water crisis. Historic drought conditions are fueling the Fed's move. Scott Franz reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The Flaming Gorge Reservoir is forecasted to drop as much as 35 feet over the next year as water is sent downstream to save Lake Powell. Lots of water that would usually keep going to Nevada would be held back in Powell. The plan aims to stop the reservoir from getting too low to produce electricity for millions of people in the West. Some forecasts predicted that could happen by August if action isn't taken. A final decision on the Fed's water plans is expected this week. I'm Scott Franz.
Colorado lawmakers agreed to a one-year extension of a state-funded teacher development program that's being phased out due to budget constraints. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
The Joint Budget Committee has agreed to fund the Teacher Recruitment, Education, and Preparation Program, or TREP, for one more year. The TREP program promised to fully fund the first 2 years of an education degree for Colorado high school students who want to be public school teachers. The JBC ended the program in their proposed budget bill released earlier this month. That move abruptly upended college plans for roughly 200 high school seniors across the state who had already been accepted into the program and were relying on the money to pay for college. The House and Senate still have to approve the committee's final budget before it heads to the governor's desk. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
And for more Colorado news, including education and also drought coverage, come to CPR.org. For much of the Front Range and Eastern Plains, high fire danger today. In Denver, mostly sunny and breezy, highs in the mid-60s. It's 7:06.